Drought Resistance, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Developing drought-tolerant corn that makes efficient use of available water will be vital to sustain the estimated 9 billion global population by 2050. Dr. Guy D'Souza is part of a research team that has been funded by the National Science Foundation.
My area is computer science and computer engineering. We have this grant from the National Science Foundation. It's a large grant. There are three groups, and the general theme of the research is climate. So we have one group that's actually studying the climate and how the climate is affecting the planet in general. So those are meteorologists and people in weather sciences. There's another group that's looking how the climate is changing socially, migrations, different cultural implications and differences. Farming techniques and economy. And the third group, which is I belong, it's how climate is affecting the plants and how the plants should respond and how should farmers and scientists respond by producing different crops and different types of plants and families of corn and soybean to resist the change in climate. So again, my group is the team called the Plant Team, and it's a large group, has probably 12 different scientists from different areas that are interested in UAVs or some kind of drone aerial imaging.
They're also using robots to monitor water consumption in plants. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.